And now back to Latavius Murray sniffing the end zone, and he will get there. 38-yard touchdown run for Latavius Murray.
Hello, hello, let's go. It's your man, Flip Mozzie. Thank you for spending 15 minutes with me today. We're here in week 8, a massive game smack dab in the middle of the season. The 5-1 New Orleans Saints make the journey north to face our 4-2-1 Minnesota Vikings. The stories leading up to this game, there's a little bit of everything, and we can't expect anything Sunday night. We're here to talk about what makes New Orleans great, what our Vikings need to do to beat them. But first, let's take a look back at the week that was. Just like we asked for, our purple got its third win in a row. We see that final score, 37-17, suggest it was easier than it really was, but what it comes down to, the Vikings dominated the big plays of that game. Adam Thielen's routine 34-yard contested touchdown catch, a key Tom Johnson fumble recovery, Latavius Murray's 38-yard run for the score, Harrison Smith's interception and 52-yard return, and finally, Aldrick Robinson's surprise 34-yard grab for a touchdown, too. All that combined with a stifling 13% third-down conversion rate allowed. That's enough for a solid road victory. The defense gave Sam Darnold hell. He crumbled into a 40% completion rate, 3 interceptions. Darnold's receivers didn't help with a bunch of drops. Chris Herndon, their tight end that we talked about last week, he was the only Jet that really looked the part with 57% success rate, 2 touchdowns on 4 catches. Their run game, Isaiah Crowell, did nothing. It was a bad day for the Jets, and they were sloppy. The Vikings won simply by playing with better fundamentals. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. 37 points won't fool us. That was a bad day offensively. We can't get too excited about Tay's touchdown runs when he did nothing outside of them. Even including the big runs, Latavius only had 69 yards, 27% success rate. Yes, Tay was as efficient as Sam Darnold. Was Kirk Cousins better? Slightly, mainly because he avoided the turnovers. Outside of his touchdown strikes, the day from Kirk puzzled us. Weird throws, stupid decisions, don't even get me started on that backwards pass, 34% success rate. This was the worst game of the season for the Vikings offense, worse than Buffalo when you isolate from turnover. Of course, there's always a ray of light with Minnesota, and his name is Adam Thielen. Adam caught all but one of his 10 targets, had a 50% first down rate, 110 total yards, it's just ridiculous. The routine, the 7th episode, it makes us want us to take him for granted. We shouldn't. We definitely should not. Adam Thielen, you are our MVP. So we entered Saints Week with a ton to talk about. First, there were some very good defensive performances to single out. Daniil Hunter extends his sack streak after the stat correction. Trey Waynes played lights out. Steven Weatherly had another solid performance. Unfortunately, that's paired with some more injury news. Anthony Barr and Xavier Rhodes are both dinged up. Barr won't be able to go Sunday night. Xavier Rhodes is questionable, but we have to prepare for the worst. Above all that, our man, Everson Griffin, the sack daddy, has re-entered the building with smiles abound. We're not sure exactly what we're going to be getting from Griffin his first game back. It's great to have him on the sidelines, great to have him in the huddles, take over those pregame speeches. I feel like Kirk might be running out of material. But I got a sneaking suspicion we'll see the Everson of old. Any return to form makes the Vikings defensive line a deep and terrifying unit. Griffin, Joseph, Richardson, Hunter, Weatherly, Tom and Jaleel Johnson, Jalen Holmes, Tashawn Bauer, can't even dress all of Andre Patterson's studs on game day. Offense has some dings too, Dalvin Cook. On the offensive line, of course, I mean by now, honestly, doesn't even faze me. Our Vikings have been dealing with offensive line injuries for 3 years now. This time, Tom Compton nurses a knee with a sprained MCL, sounds painful, and he won't play. Fingers crossed that Riley Reiff will be able to go on game day, re-enter the fray after 3 weeks off. He's been healing that foot, but it doesn't look good as Storm Norton just got activated from the practice squad. So that gives us an offensive line of Hill, Isadora, Elfline, Remmers, and O'Neal. Just like they planned in the preseason, right? In all honesty, it's a mediocre group. They're a Tom Compton and Riley Reiff away from their best starting five. That alone is somewhat encouraging near the midpoint of the season, 2 weeks from the bye. Outside of Compton, Dalvin Cook, and Reiff, the offense is healthy, primed, and ready for the next big game. And there's no excuses in the NFL, especially on our offense. To have so many batted balls, Kirk, we're looking at you. That's not okay, so fix it. Five drives started in Jets territory last week. Minnesota gained 36 yards and scored 9 points on those drives. That's almost impossible. You gotta try to be so bad. Step it up, John DeFilippo. Seriously, JDF, that reverse motion you're running with Stephon Diggs, it ain't working. What's so wrong with normal play action? That double screen play where Kirk fakes to the running back right before tossing back to the wide receiver on the left, no one's getting fooled by it. Probably because you never call the actual running back screen. JDF has to start using these weapons way more efficiently. Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins are bailing him out right now. That's enough to get victories against Arizona and New York. It's not enough against great teams. Teams like New Orleans. So Kirk and JDF need to come out with everything they got for Sunday night against the Saints. Help but think that they just must hate it up here. Drew Brees and the Saints coming back up to Minnesota. Our purple-handed New Orleans, their first and last losses of 2018, both occurring at US Bank Stadium. Now, since that game happened just 9 months ago, there's a little bit of extra spice to this one. But we're most interested in all the players returning for another chapter. Drew Brees, who threw for almost 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, he comes back. He hasn't thrown an interception since that game. Adam Thielen, 6 acrobatic clutch grabs, now he's the NFL's best receiver, going for a historical record. Alvin Kamara killed the Vikings with 105 total yards and a touchdown. He's back and he's still got a bitter taste in his mouth. Latavius Murray, who had 19 carries and a touchdown, is again the man in Minnesota's backfield. Michael Thomas led New Orleans in receiving last January, added 2 touchdowns. He's still his quarterback's favorite target. And the miracle man himself, Stephon Diggs, 137 yards in the clinching score. Is there more magic in those sticky hands? Playmakers worth watching everywhere all played big roles in the NFC divisional round, and they'll dominate the broadcast Sunday night. Of course, there are some newcomers, none more important than Kirk Daniel Cousins. His presence alone could make him the X factor in the contest, for better or for worse. Make no doubt about it, these types of games are why Rick Spielman paid Kirk Cousins $84 million guaranteed bills. Fans expect him to go out and win these tough games. We can't have last week's Kirk. We need the Kirk that showed up against the LA Rams. We need Kirk to play like he did the last time he faced New Orleans. 68% completion, 10 yards per attempt. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And we need it for more reasons than we're playing a familiar rival. You see, it's simple math. Minnesota's 5th in the conference right now. Rams are 1st. New Orleans is 2nd. Games against these teams gave our Vikings a direct path to home field advantage. But they had to and have to win those games. A loss to New Orleans, even this early on in the season, removes any real chance of a first-round bye in the playoffs. Hard to think they could get one without the tiebreaker against either of the top 2 seeds, especially when trailing both by 2 games. On the other hand, winning this game keeps everything wide open and within grasp. The Vikings would move up in the conference standings, keep their division lead for at least one more week, while the Saints would fall from grace. It'd be the Rams and everyone else. Smart NFC fans will be cheering for the Vikings in primetime. That's why this game is important. Prove their new quarterback is worth the money. Prove that everyone in the conference still has to deal with the Northerners in that loud and rowdy aggro crack stadium. Now let's look at which Vikings need to have big days. There's a lot of key injuries on defense. Anthony Barr, Andrew Sandejo, Mike Hughes, Linval Joseph, and Xavier Rhodes are questionable. That shifted the strength of our Zim Reapers forward to the defensive line. Some of the best Vikings defenders, Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter, must have good games. They'll be going against elite talent. Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk are the best tackle duo in the NFL. The two of them held the Ravens to zero pressures from the edge. They're PFF's number two and number four offensive tackles this season. It'll be veteran versus veteran on one side, youth versus youth on the other. It's strength versus strength all around. So it's a tall order that our Minnesota men must fill. Hunter has to keep his sack streak going. Griffin needs to have an impact similar to the playoff game where he sacked Breeze and created a turnover on a batted ball. Our edge rushers will need to use every move in their arsenal, play off that crowd noise, disrupt Sean Payton's offensive game plan by living in the backfield and pocket. Any lack of success here will give Breeze time to throw against a depleted secondary. We know how that goes. But offense should draw most of our pregame scrutiny, mainly because Minnesota will have to score to keep up, prove they can live in a shootout. Can't expect to win this game if they don't put up at least 24, more likely 28 points. That's why Stephon Diggs needs to threaten against Marshawn Lattimore on the outside all day. A lot of Stephon's touches have been manufactured lately. He has the lowest yards per reception of his career so far. It's time for Diggs to threaten deep. Be one of the main figures in an aggressive air attack. And Laquon Treadwell, he's got to factor in too. It's been a really solid year for Laquon, already his best as a professional. He'll probably see a lot of Eli Apple. New Orleans just traded for the former New York Giant. Patrick Robinson is out for the year, Ken Crowley is struggling, and the Saints defense is giving up a lot of passing touchdowns, almost two per game. So this trade makes sense for them, but Treadwell can still find space and give Cousins another reliable target. I don't think Kyle Rudolph plays a big role on Sunday. The Saints have been very good at defending tight ends. Treadwell will need to be that third guy. Finally, Minnesota needs to continue to maximize what they get out of their playmakers. Against receivers, New Orleans is 31st in success rate allowed, 32nd in yards per attempt. Against running backs, they're 30th in success rate allowed. I don't care whether it's CJ Ham or Mike Boone or Rock Thomas, one of our scat backs must step up to gain yards underneath. JDF must start using these guys in the passing game. If the Vikings don't continue to expand their offense, they won't put up the points needed to win Sunday night. So those are the X factors in Week 8. Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, Stephon Diggs, Laquon Treadwell, and Mike Boone. We need all five to go above and beyond their current production. Here's just some predictions to wrap things up. Usually I call them bold. This week, they're clear as day to me, just what the numbers point to. First of all, I don't see an answer for Mike Thomas if Xavier Rhodes can't play. Don't see how they stop Alvin Kamara at all. You gotta remember, even a healthy Rhodes and Kendricks weren't enough to stop those two last January. Michael Thomas has a ridiculous 76% success rate this year. Kamara isn't that far behind, and the Vikings are last in the league, giving up 9.6 yards per pass to running backs. Both of Breeze's main targets have plus matchups. I wouldn't be surprised if they broke 200 yards combined. That's why it's so important that the Vikings pressure Breeze with their defensive line. And we'll learn a lot about Brian O'Neill when he goes up against Cameron Jordan. I don't have this as a key matchup just because Jordan has as many Pro Bowls as O'Neill has starts. He's going to get his, a sack, QB hit, tackle for loss. If O'Neill can limit him to that, though, it's a win for many. Luckily, we like the matchup when our purple has the ball. The Saints have a great run defense, but this isn't 2009. Minnesota's main man is a receiver. Adam Thielen won't see a defensive back who can cover him on Sunday. He's going to have a big day at home, not even a coming out party, a celebration for our MVP. Expect Thielen to take over this game, 150 yards, expect the Saints to have no answers. I'm not going to lie, y'all, those last two games were boring. Yeah, they were nice wins, it was cool to go against some easier opponents, regain our feet a little bit, but games like this is what we're here for. Big games, under the lights in the best stadium in the NFL what promises to be a shootout. Get up for games like these. Y'all are nervous, nibbling your nails because our Vikings might not win. Enough of that. These are the games that we'll remember in 2019. Games against great opponents with high stakes. A potent 5-1 team wants revenge in our house? Just bring it. Take what they got. Breeze and Thomas and Jordan and Kamara. Throw right back with Thielen and Diggs. Griffin and Hunter. Smith and Cousins. The Vikings are set to show they can play against the best. Against anybody. Are we scared? Of course not. We can't wait. Now let's go get that win in primetime. Let's turn the NFC on its head, make the rest of the league deal with the fact they don't want to admit that there's a damn good, well-coached, perseverant team with a franchise quarterback up north. Now go get that win, guys. Skol Vikes.